If you missed Let's Get More Time, I have a special treat for you. This episode is featuring one of the live sessions with my friend Alicia Cohen, where she shared how to overcome distractions, mindset shifts to help you with time, and how to prioritize when you feel like everything is important. Hey there, my name is Toni Ann. I'm the podcast host here at Real Happy Mom, the podcast for busy working moms who need help with managing their time and achieving their big goals without pulling their hair out. And in this episode, I am going to be sharing the highlights from the live presentation from Let's Get More Time with Alicia Cohen. So without further ado, let's jump in to this live presentation.
So we're all about mindset. And what I'm so excited about for this live presentation here tonight is that Toni Ann told me, like, straight from you guys, the mindset things that you wanted to hear about and that you struggle with. And there are things like feeling like you never have enough time, distractions, and then the like new one for today, we just added in prioritization. So we're going to go with time first, then distractions, and then prioritization. So let's dive into, and we're going to take these from primarily a mindset point of view, but also try to get some, like, a little bit of practical stuff, because I love giving practical stuff. But I think and believe strongly that part of getting those wins is the mindset. We got to start with mindset. I love mindset. Got to start there, because if we don't start there and we just try to implement the stuff, the strategies, the tips, the tricks, the whatever, they won't go quite as well if we don't first address the mindset. So there are three things that I want you to think about when it comes to there's never enough time and that whole mindset, which I'm saying we're getting rid of that, but like let's unpack it a little bit more. Might you be doing one of these three things? Number one, waiting for there to somehow magically be enough time. Number two, victimizing yourself or making excuses like, oh yeah, if only I had more time, right? Somehow like the time is in charge, not you. That's what I mean by like victimizing yourself, right? Like the time runs the show. The time is more powerful than you. You are more powerful than the time. You run the time, not the other way around. Time doesn't run you. You run time. Okay. And then number three, being stubborn. And this is how I used to be. Be like, oh, there isn't enough time. I'll show you time. Challenge accepted, right? So either one, you're just waiting for there to somehow someday be enough time. There won't be. We talked about that already. And we need to make this shift to just avoid chronic disappointment, right? If all we keep doing is waiting and waiting and waiting for there to be more time, it's just not going to happen. Two, looking at like, are we making excuses and letting time run the show instead of us? Or three, being stubborn about it. Like I said, challenge accepted. You tell me that there's not enough time. Oh, no, no. I'll show you. I'm going to somehow make there be enough time. Be my guest, because then you'd be like I used to be. And one day you will join me in like waking up and being like, oh yeah, Alicia, she had a point. So maybe join me today. Stop like beating your head against a wall. I know it's hard. It's a hard place to be in, that stubborn place. But if you can somehow like be a little step down off of the stubborn place, it'll do you some good, because I know, like, raise my hand. I was there. Okay. So what do we do? What do we do with this mindset? Now we've talked about like several different mindset points here about I don't have enough time. So what do we do about it? Well, what we do about it after we make the mindset shift about like, how do we better use our time? All the stuff in this summit, all the stuff that you're hearing from all the different presenters, all the stuff about routines and systems, all the stuff that you're going to hear about tomorrow and all the stuff that you're going to hear about on Saturday. Tomorrow is routines. Saturday is apps. All this stuff. We got to start with the mindset. Stop chasing this like, oh, I just don't have enough time. No, you don't. So let's do something about it. Let's optimize the time we do have. Let's make some choices about the time we do have. Let's get some routines in place, some systems in place, using some apps to make things more effective, more efficient. And then when we can do that, then we can both have healthy expectations, healthy mindset in how we're approaching just the notion and the concept of time. But then we also have some strategies. And I know I said I'd give you like some takeaways. I'm hoping the mindset shifts are enough takeaways for tonight, for this conversation, because I don't want to get, I mean, first of all, we don't have time, but I'm not going to get into all of the different tips and tricks because the speakers in the next couple of days are going to do a beautiful job teaching you all sorts of cool stuff, right? So I'm not going to go into that here and now, but the thing that I just want to emphasize is that we must adjust the way that we think about and approach and the expectations we have about the never enough time thought. Okay. So that is topic number one. All right. I'm going to flip out of the chat now and go back to now topic number two, talking about distractions. So let's get into distractions now. So first we need to talk about that there are two types of distractions we're going to be talking about here, internal and external. So internal being the mental ones, right? And I'm talking about non-medical. This is important. Non-medical internal distractions. So I'm not talking about depression, not talking about anxiety. I'm not talking about like medically induced like brain fog, not even really talking about ADHD. I know there's a lot of conversation in the online space these days about ADHD. But I will say with depression and anxiety and ADHD that these tips and tricks can support that and help that. However, that like that in and of itself, in the case of depression and anxiety, right, you need professional, like there's more help to be done. Like just doing my productivity advice is not going to help depression and anxiety. It will support living with those conditions, but it's not going to be like the thing, right? Brain fog, there is medical brain fog and non-medical brain fog. We're going to kind of, or, and maybe brain fog, I shouldn't like just having like a busy cluttered brain. Brain fog like can come from all sorts of like medication could cause brain fog. I know for me, when I was pregnant with my third child, I was severely anemic. And as I got like further and further, it wasn't, I know people talk about pregnancy brain. It wasn't pregnancy brain. I was very anemic and I was starting to like have brain fog, right? Brain fog, like medically, once I got iron going on in me, it went away. So we're not talking about that kind of thing. There are other medical things that can cause real brain fog. And it doesn't matter what productivity things I teach you, that's not going to help. And ADHD, there, yes, these things are going to like help that and support that. But it's kind of like for ADHD, it's like you need this plus more or plus tweaking it in specific ways to specifically support ADHD. And then for external, we're talking about environmental things, right? Like your living space, the people in your space, that kind of thing. So let's get into internal first for how we handle internal distractions. So what I like to call it, the internal distraction, our mind, I call it mind swirl, right? Where we've just got that constant chatter going around and around in our brain, all the things, all the to-dos, all the projects, all the ideas, all the reminders, everything just like swirling all around in there. Like, where's the off switch? I can't turn it off. It's driving me bananas, right? And we're using our brains as this kind of holding container for all the stuff of life, okay? Okay, so mind swirl. So that's the internal one. And then the external one, three things: clutter in your spaces, family members, and also this kind of like ping-ponging, putting out fires. Tell me if you understand this. Like your house is a giant to-do list. You walk into a room and you're like, ooh, I need to do that, that, and that. Oops. But then you like start doing that thing, but it brings you to this other room. And then you're like, oh, and that, that, and that. And then you like start doing that thing, but then it brings you to another room. And so you're just ping-ponging around your house all day. And your house is like a giant, or ping-ponging around at work all day, right? And it's just like, oh, this thing. Oh, no, but oh, wait, but I need to do this thing, right? And you're just ping-ponging. Or you're putting out fires. You're like, you start to do one thing, and then someone or something, whether it's at home, like on the weekend or at work or, you know, whatever, it's like constant like fires coming up. And you're like, ooh, got to address that one. Ooh, that got to address that one, right? So there's the clutter in your spaces, family members, and ping-ponging. or putting out fires. Now, those are the three external things that I think are like the main culprits for external distractions. Now let's get into solutions, right? So we painted the picture of what the internal and the external. So let's start with the internal for solutions. So first of all, for both of these, I need you, so mindset, okay? It's mindset day. I mean, it's mindset day for me every day, let's be honest, but it's mindset day. I need you to take a long view, okay? I'm going to tell you stuff, but it's not going to get fixed tonight. So if 1 year from now, you could XYZ, would that be worth it to you? So I want you to act as if it's true because it is, but you got to start it today and you got to like do the little bits and you're going to get there. But if you expect that today, you're going to like do it one time and it's going to be magically fixed. It's not. These things that I'm going to tell you, it's going to take iterations, tweaks, doing it over and over, baby steps, keeping at it. Okay. Whether that's whether that's because you're building momentum, you have an accountability buddy, whatever, but that's the place that I want you to start. Okay. That's important. So internal solutions for the mind swirl. Mind swirl is the problem. The solution is you need a to-do list management system with an ongoing brain dump. Now, Tony Ann's got links for you that I've got for you. I've got a workshop for you. The only to-do list system you need to get your busy life under control today. Got a workshop, free workshop for you. Check that out. I'm not going to go into all the steps because it's in the workshop for you, right? And we've got limited time here tonight and we've still got prioritization to talk about. In that workshop, I talk about how to set up the system. And I also, do I get into ongoing brain dump in that workshop? I think I do. I don't remember, honestly. It's been a while since I've watched my own workshop.
I remember. Okay. You do.
Okay. I would hope so. If not, I was going to say ongoing brain dump is just where you are constantly catching the swirl, putting it in the system, catching the swirl, putting it in the system. And you just got to like catch yourself. Oh, like, oh, there I am in the swirl again. Oh, what did Alicia say to do? Oh, that's my ongoing brain dump. So I don't teach doing like a brain dump where you're like, oh, it's the weekend. And oh, like write everything down. That's cool. And if you need to do that, that's fine. But I teach you got to do it ongoingly. That's how you stop the mind swirl. By you take the thought, you put it in the system. You take the thought, you put it in the system. Okay. That's the solution to the internal. The external, let's start with the clutter in the space. So the clutter in your space that's distracting you. Two solutions I have for you. One is baby steps. Pick a place, declutter it, one little baby step at a time. I'm not sure. Are any presenters getting into that kind of organization? I know that's not like quite the theme of this summit. So yeah, we're not getting into that, but there are so many like people that you can listen to online, right? For how to declutter and organize. So go find a good one out there. Just Google it or YouTube it or whatever, but you got to like take the baby steps. That's one thing. And then start with one space. Start by finding one space in your room or not in your room, one space in your house. And you're going to start and make yourself one calm space. One calm space, declutter it, get it the way that you need so that space is not distracting to you. Maintain it, get good at that, then another space, right? So that if you do not have an environment that supports your environment not be distracting, then that's where I'm saying, take the long view. If 1 year from today, you could have 25% of your house, 50%, 100% of your house, whatever, set up in a way that's calming for you and not distracting, would that be worth it? So take the little steps, break it down. Don't expect it to happen today or this weekend or anytime soon. If it's really widespread, it's going to take some time, okay? Number two, we talked about distraction from family members, interruptions from family members. So what I'm going to say here is you got to set boundaries. Got to set boundaries. And people don't like boundaries, right? Especially if they're not used to having them. So you're going to need to work. And that's why I said, take the long view. It's going to take some time and some work. Set it up so that you're coming back to it little by little and putting in the boundary. So here's an example, right? So you want to do XYZ for 15 minutes. Okay. You say to your kids or spouse or whomever, hey, I need to do, or I want to do XYZ for 15 minutes. I'll be back. Set a visual timer, set them up for success. If it's kids, especially give them like a busy box if they're little, or some kind of special thing that they do while you do what you want to do, distraction free, interruption free. So you got to set the boundaries, and you need to honor and enforce your boundaries. It's okay and important for you to not be constantly available, by the way. And the way that you're going to do that is you're going to say, oh, mom said, like, this is my time, or right, or put a sign on your door, or lock the door, or, you know, like I said, put up a visual time or something. And then, like I said, set them up for success, give them something to do so that they can eat more easily, respect your boundary. And they're not just like, you know, like hanging out outside the door, like little puppies or something, like waiting just to like barge in. Okay. So that's what I'm going to say about family. And then for the ping ponging one, timers, right? If you can catch yourself ping ponging, either get yourself back on track. And also I will say with the ping ponging one, the internal piece, that'll help, right? We ping pong when we don't have a good system in place. So the internal piece with the to-do list workshop that I was talking about, that'll help with the ping ponging, doing that ongoing brain dump. But also sometimes just like set a timer, get it done. Like, this is going to be my ping ponging time, or my putting out fires time, or whatever. And the fires, by the way, go in the system too, unless they're like a true fire, but they can wait a lot of times. It feels like they can't wait, but they need to go in the system too. So set a timer for yourself and say, okay, you know what? I'm going to, for the next 10 minutes, like ping pong. So that way it has a boundary. And so that then you can, because the problem with ping pong is it takes us off from what we would rather be doing. And and then we are like, oh, we get to the end of the day and we're like, oh man, all I did was ping pong and I didn't do XYZ that I really wanted to or needed to be doing. Okay. That's what I got. That's what I got for distractions. So here we go. So the bonus topic, which Tony and I just added into this morning, prioritization. Okay. So there's three steps. If you are like, Alicia, I can't prioritize, here's what you got to do. You got to know your season, get clear on your to-do list, and then use the Eisenhower matrix. Well, let me talk more about it. So know your season. Why? And by season, I mean like your personal life season, like whatever is going on. Yes, there are the seasons of the year and holidays and things that play into that, but whatever is going on for you right here, right now, personally, like what's going on with your kids, what's going on with your job, what's going on with your health, what's going on with your activities, your kids' activities, all that stuff, right? It all plays into what's going on with your significant other, right? That's all part of your season, the ages and stages of your kids, all that good stuff. Okay. With your season, you can't prioritize if you don't know why you're doing what you're doing, what matters, what's important, and where you're starting from. So you got to start with your season. There's a lot for this one in and of itself. I have a resource for you. It's my Think Your Season mini workbook. Tony Ann's going to drop it in the chat. Go get it. It'll take you through. Because again, there's more here than we have the time to get into. But that workbook will get you started. Before I get into the second thing, I wanted to say that the season reflection is important because it gets you started and it gets you all these different things of knowing like why and what and the important thing and all that, right? It gets you all that and more because by doing season work, season reflection, starting out with the mini workbook, you're going to get insights. You're going to get clarity, and that matters. So that's the first one. Second one, get clear on your to-do list, because you can't prioritize if you don't know what you're prioritizing, right? So you got to get that to-do list management system in place. Again, same resource, get my workshop. So mini workbook for number one, to-do list workshop for number two. And then if you've done those two things, that might be enough for you. Or you might still be like, but Alicia, I don't know, it's still hard. Well, that's where the Eisenhower matrix comes in. Have you seen this guy before? The Eisenhower matrix, let me tell you, in case you can't see it, right? So you're going to draw yourself a little plus sign, and you're going to make four boxes. Up here at the top, you've got urgent and not urgent. Then down the side, you've got important and not important. So the urgent and important, that's the green. That's what you're going to do. Do this now or as soon as possible. The things from your to-do list management system that you did in number two, if you still need more help breaking it down and thinking it through, you're going to use this. right? So you're going to put everything in the boxes. Blue is important, but not urgent. You're going to schedule these things. I don't know if you guys can read it, but that's what this says. Plan this into your day or schedule a time to do this, right? Okay. Urgent, but not important. You're going to delegate these. Delegate this to another person, and then not urgent, not important. You're going to limit these or just delete them. Limit how often you, oh, that should say do this. It says to, there's a typo in my own little graphic here or my own little chart, or just eliminate it. Okay. So that's what you're going to use. But I hear you. You're saying, but Alicia, it's all important. How do I pick? You follow the steps. When you do your season, when you get your to-do list management system in place and you use this guy, I know right now it seems like it's all important. It will get clearer. If you say, but Alicia, it's too much. Where do I even start? How do I even start? You do the steps. Season, to-do list management system, Eisenhower matrix, right? I would say a large majority can be solved with that.
Now that does it for this episode of the Real Happy Mom podcast. To find the links and show notes, head on over to realhappymom.com/233. And there you'll find all the links that Alicia mentioned in this episode. And make sure to stay tuned for next week for another full episode. Take care and with lots of love.